Okay, here's read number one. For Wisconsin's Resistance Radio Network, I'm Stu Daniels with your headlines. Several Republicans are saying they would like to see Paul Ryan step down as Speaker before the end of his term. Ryan says he plans to run through the tape, which evidently means he does not plan to step down. A story in Politico says Ryan has, quote, run out of juice and faces questions about whether he can remain in the job until Election Day. The story quotes a senior Republican lawmaker who wants a vote on the House Speaker to take place soon. The GOP source said the Republican conference is in open warfare. Budget Director Mick Mulvaney told the Weekly Standard that a vote on Speaker would also trigger a vote on Nancy Pelosi for the Democrats, which would be good for Republicans. Okay, here's read number two. For Wisconsin's Resistance Radio Network, I'm Stu Daniels with your headlines. The use of body cameras by the Milwaukee Police Department is showing how some officers can react improperly while on the job. Video footage of the arrest and tasing of Milwaukee Bucks player Sterling Brown could be released soon. Mayor Tom Barrett expressed concerns yesterday about the actions of the officers involved. Brown did not appear combative or threatening in the video, according to sources who have seen it. And the Brewers continue their winning ways. They beat the Diamondbacks last night 3-1 in the first game of a 10-game homestand. They play Arizona again tonight in the second game of that three-game series. Okay, here's read number three. For Wisconsin's Resistance Radio Network, I'm Stu Daniels with your headlines. We Energies wants to build a nearly 50-mile pipeline from near Whitewater to Racine County, close to the Foxconn factory. The pipeline will cost nearly $200 million and would be paid for by We Energies customers. The company says despite the pipeline's location close to Foxconn, they are not building it just for the Taiwanese company. They said the project was already in the works before the Foxconn factory was announced. And here's read number four. For Wisconsin's Resistance Radio Network, I'm Stu Daniels with your headlines. The creator of Milwaukee's Mecca hardwood floor has passed away. Pop artist Robert Indiana was 89 years old. In addition to designing the floor for the Mecca, Indiana is best known worldwide for his love sculpture and image with the letters L-O-V-E. Indiana was also the creator of the Hope image in honor of President Barack Obama. And the Brewers continue their winning ways. They beat the Diamondbacks last night 3-1 in the first game of a 10-game homestand. They play Arizona again tonight in the second game of that three-game series. Okay, here's the weather. Outside today, clearing skies and then partly cloudy tonight, lows in the upper 40s in Milwaukee, mid-50s in Madison. For tomorrow, mostly sunny with highs in the low 70s in Milwaukee, upper 70s in Madison. And then on Thursday, mostly sunny again with highs in the mid-70s in Milwaukee, low 80s in Madison. You're listening to Wisconsin's Resistance Radio Network.